Nema, you're all well? Still got some tender or not? Just a tiny bit. Okay. Nobody punch her in the gut, okay? Just reach out and pray for her. Amen. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. I have to be honest with you. I'm not exactly sure where this is going today. I didn't sleep much in the night. As I started thinking about what Jesus thinks about. You know, I mean, what does he think of? He was a man. He was in heaven where there is no time. And since there was no time, it wasn't like he was waiting. But sometime he was going to come. And so he who had no time moves into a world that's run by time. And yet, I believe that by the Holy Spirit, he could live without time. Which means that by the Holy Spirit, we live without time, although we watch the clock, right? But time is not necessarily what matters. The time matters. The time when there'll be a silence in heaven and he returns, that time matters. But since we don't know when that time will be, then we just live with him here now, right? But he came to the earth, and Paul tells us that we must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. What attitude did he have? He was happy to do what he and his Father decided. I don't think that he ever did anything grudgingly. I need to work on that. Sometimes I sense grudgingly in my own attitude. I do it because I should do it, right? Do you ever do something because you should do it, that if you really had a choice, you wouldn't do it? I want to report the goodness of God this morning. I want to report that, like my wife said later, she said, she's got it. She said, I think that we maybe avoided two fires. I went outside and for some reason I checked our outside outlet because it looked a little black. And the cord that was plugged into the outlet had one of the prongs that plugs in almost burnt off. And that was in the good side of the outlet. And then the bad side of the outlet, it was just kind of in pieces. And I think we'd had something plugged into it. But anyway, so I went and looked. There I was looking again to find an outlet. I always have outlets around. Couldn't find an outlet. But got the outlet changed and it still worked. Vicki said, you did shut off the breaker, didn't you? I said, no. No, if I just don't touch those two wires, we'll be okay. And so it is fixed. But here's the goodness of God. That was good. But the goodness of God was also that while I was looking for my outlets and trying to find a bag full of breakers that I knew that I had, I found my two rods for winding up my garage. Rings. So I found those. I found the electrical stuff. Found that I didn't have an outlet, but got an outlet. God is good. See, we got to take those little wins, you know. And He is. He is so good, and He's so for us, and we're so blessed. And you know, there was an old hymn that said, "Count your blessings, name them one by one." You know, count the many things, those wonderful things that the Lord has done. And so, one wonderful thing that He did was He came to earth. He came out of heaven, and when He came out of heaven, He entered time, and He was formed in a womb. She wasn't just boop, all of a sudden all pregnant, you know. I mean, I think about these things and I think, crazy. You know? But there was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Savior of the world, formed in a womb. Born in a manger. His birth was announced by angels. You're going to have a child. And when the time came, they had the child. When I can't sleep, it seems like I have these strange thoughts about Jesus. But I was thinking, you know, He grew up. I wonder how he handled when he was being told the kind of story of, like, all those children that were killed when they were trying to kill Him. No. I mean, they were after Jesus, but the angel warned Joseph and they left the place, and that king just killed every boy child under 2 years old. I don't know. Paul, he had to handle his persecution of Christians. He didn't really go into how Jesus might have handled that. We know that Jesus knew it because He quoted the verses that talked about it. But what a life He lived. And we are getting ready to celebrate His birth. But we can't celebrate His birth without celebrating His whole life. And so we celebrate Him, and we take Paul's thing that says, your attitude has to be the same as the attitude of Christ Jesus. And that caused me to think about my attitude, because He came to earth to be born so that we could be born again in Him. You know? And what is my attitude about His birth? If I think about that, all I got to think, man, Christmas is a bigger deal than I thought. And then Vicki found an article, or I found an article, and I read about, and I think I told you this, but, like, you know, we've sort of been sort of led to believe that nobody knows what day He was born, but that's crazy because somebody wrote it down, didn't they? Don't you think those shepherds knew what day? I mean, the day that angels sang to them? Don't you think somebody, they kept such accurate records of everything? So, maybe it's not just a random day. We celebrate Jesus every day, right? We should. We really should. We should, when I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I'm blessed. I am blessed, I am blessed. 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 Considering ourselves blessed helps our attitude as well. Doesn't it? If maybe my attitude is sour, maybe if I think about how blessed I am, and I'm able to override the accusation of the enemy, who says, You call this blessed?
Yeah, we are blessed.
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Qualified. Qualified. And forgiven. I'm blessed. You know? So we celebrate Jesus. We celebrate what he did for us. We celebrate what he was gladly, willingly, happy to do for me and you. And as we celebrate and we consider that goodness of God, all my life you've been faithful, with every breath I'm able, I'm going to sing of the goodness of God. God is good. Elementary, just elementary, isn't it? But do you remember when you didn't know God was good? When you heard he was, but you didn't know? But then you find out how good he is, and if we hold on to how good he is, then we know that he is good all the time. Everywhere, God is good. You know? If only one thing was the reminder, that would be plenty good of a reminder. I mean, Father of lights, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. The beauty that makes this heart adore you. Our hearts bear witness. Our hearts bear witness. Our heart will convince us of the goodness of God. It really will, because he does something special in our hearts. He eases troubles. He just does. If we just let him, if we just hear him say, "Look, I'm with you always. I'm here." If we'll listen, we'll hear him say, I'm here. And if you hear him say, "I'm here," know that it's him saying, "I'm here." Because your heart will witness, that must be God. Yeah. We may not understand everything, but we can understand that. Imagine all that time, how much ever time it was, in heaven, after it was determined that he was going to come out of heaven. I think that might have been a time when everything got silent in heaven. He's going. He's there. God is in Mary. God is growing in Mary. He made the donkey ride at a near pregnant time. But as we know, babies are pretty well protected. I mean, all of these things, it's just, if we think about them, the whole thing is just amazing. I mean, really amazing. Beyond wow. Beyond wow. You know? Humbly he came to the world he created, and all for love's sake became poor. He came poor so that we might be made rich in him. The only thing that matters or that is going to matter is that he dwells in us richly. That's it. All of the stuff, all of the blessings stacked on blessings, all of the things that are valuable to the world are nothing compared to him. So what I don't have doesn't measure up to what I do have. It just doesn't. If more was my focus, if more is our focus, then more will remain our focus. Because our humanness doesn't understand enough. Does it? What would be enough? There isn't such a thing as enough in our humanness. But God is more than enough. Jesus came so we would know what more than enough was. So we could experience more than enough. So that we could be content and satisfied with less or more, but it's not the less or more that is our focus, but God. See, we can have this. And because we can have this, then it displaces our disappointments. It just steps in front of them. You know? Because the more that we consider him, then the more that we're open to him, and the more that when he says, I'm here, we say, yeah. Because until we know that, I mean, you know, sometimes you'll say, God will help, and people don't understand that God will help. You know? Oh, God this, and God that, you and God that, and this God that, you know? I mean, and these are oftentimes Christians that think that way. We can't expect him to do everything. Well, he said, I can do all things because I dwell in you richly. What if we check with him before we start determining? Well, you know, because people say, well, God doesn't care. I had a guy that I hadn't seen for a long time at the jail. Actually, I had two of those. I had one guy come in and he had a cane and sunglasses on. He said, Roger, do you remember me? In 2018, I was here. You got the black guitar? I actually do have the black guitar back in there, you know? Do you remember me? I said, I don't think you were blind last time I saw you. No, he said, I wasn't blind. Okay. Now I remember you. He said he's blind because he got shot in the face with a shotgun. But he's going to have a surgery. But he said, I wasn't going to come, and then I wanted to come because I wanted you to pray for me. Because I'm having a hard time holding on to the fact that I'll be able to see with surgery. And so we got to pray for him. But another guy came in who was blind and could not see as well, but his was spiritual. And he had been there, and he'd been out of there, and he'd been back in there, and he'd been out of there, and he'd been on the run, and then he got caught, and now he's actually going to get sent to prison. He's been in and out of there, but when he came in, he could see peace that hadn't been there for how many ever years I had seen him there and back. Peace, he said, I'll believe in, but peacefully. The Lord had gotten through, broke the chains. Now we just pray for him, that God will continue to continue that work, and that the blind man who was blind will see, and that the Lord will do all of those things that he can do. It's not impossible. You know? It's not impossible. He said, I came to see you. You'd pray for me. I'll pray for him. You know? And when he took his glasses off, I recognized him because he had one eye that wasn't great before, and the other one's really bad now. You know? So then I could recognize him. You kind of remember those things, you know? But you know, I was thankful that he let the Lord guide him in for prayer. Because that's what I always tell him. When you come from the pod to God, because God's the one that draws you. God's the one that draws us. He draws us. He's got a strong draw. And unfortunately, sometimes we have a strong resistance. You know? Sometimes. You know, when I found my things that work on the garage door spring, when I found them, I said, thank God I didn't find them before. Because if I'd have found them, Jordan and I might have had broken arms and concussions from trying to get it done right, because I had an idea, he didn't have any idea, but we'd have been trying it, you know. But somebody with a little more wisdom is always good. You know, we have somebody that always has more wisdom, and that's God. And so when we celebrate the birth of Christ, we celebrate a whole big bunch of things. And we need to consider that. You know, like a parent will remember things about their, some parents, I don't remember everything. My wife remembers stuff about the kids. About, you know, on a certain birthday, this happened. Or that happened. And, you know, and it's like, that's a gift. Because I can just agree, I can kind of remember that. I didn't know it was on the birthday, but yeah, you know. I mean, that's good. I will yield the floor to her when it comes to those memories. I won't say, no, you don't have that right. Because she'll go in her diary and find it. She'll go back and find things, you know. And we need to go back and find things. You know, we can find things. We can find things. I like to go through my old Bible and find things that I noted that God said to me, you know. The other day somebody was talking about revisiting those promises that God has made to you. And I got a lot of them written down. Some have happened, some haven't happened. But when that person said, go back and visit those, I thought, two or three really unbelievable ones came to mind. So I find them, you know, that there's those things coming. There's things coming. There's possibilities in you through Christ that you've maybe imagined and then thought no to. Or maybe they were a promise. Or maybe there was something the Lord just said, this is coming. You know? And it ain't over until it's over. I mean, remember the prophecies about a virgin will give birth to a child. It was written down. It witnessed their spirit. They believed it would come, but then, like we said last week, just because they believed it would come, they wanted to dictate how he would come. And they wanted to dictate what he would do. Okay? We can get over being dictators. We can get over deciding how God's got to do what we want him to do or wish he would do. And we can just believe him when he says, look, I'm here. Or if he just says, I've got this. We can do this. If Jesus could come out of heaven, born of a virgin, born in a manger, grow up, reveal God to multitudes, be crucified, die, be buried, be resurrected, ascend into heaven before many, many witnesses. What's impossible for God? What can't we pray for with confidence? I'm guessing, did you share that the testimony from Miss Emma in Sunday school, Don?
About the doctors?
Yeah, what you told me. Yeah, you know, I mean, okay, so I listened to that. I've listened to it. Donald, man, he had it. Point. But the thing was, is we just kept praying. They had the x-rays to prove that it was terrible. But it wasn't. It was all fine. What can kill people was all balled up and ready to come out. That is just wonderful. That is just wonderful. You know, to have that God would do that for you, you know. And you don't have to be as pretty as you are that he does that kind of stuff too, but you got to think that helped, you know. But, you know, I mean, God is just faithful in ways that we just wouldn't imagine. You know, it wasn't, I don't think probably, although sometimes, you know, we think of scenarios, but I doubt that Donald ever thought about, well, let's see now, what am I going to do if one of the kids has a burst appendix, you know? No. And maybe, I don't know, sometimes when we pray, we aren't necessarily sure, but we know we should pray. Unless a person happens to see, you know, some people before they pray, they see an appendix altogether, and so then they know that. Either way, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's a trophy from heaven. It's a photo on the wall. It's something that you can look to and declare the goodness of God. All my life you've been faithful. All my life you've been good. When I wasn't faithful, Lord, you were good. So with every breath I'm able, I'm going to sing of the goodness of God. I'm going to declare the goodness of God. The best evidence of the goodness of God was given when Jesus was born. Because Jesus came to reveal God to the world. That little baby, that innocent, wonderful child born in a manger, was God to the world. That child that grew up tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin, that was God to the world. We have evidence. We have evidence. We bear witness in our hearts and in our spirits the goodness, the greatness, the wonder of God. And we celebrate. And
Paul told us that we should have the same attitude that Christ Jesus did. Nothing's impossible. All things are possible with God. God is good. Only God is good, Jesus said. And he does only good. This is the God that we worship. This is the God that we believe. This is he. What child is this that laid to rest on Mary's lap was sleeping? What a child. What a child. What a privilege we have. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. What a wonderful, wonderful privilege. You know? It's like, it's time. I remember when I was a little kid, that's what sometimes my dad would come in and say, Roger, it's time to get up. You know? Nowadays, you know, when you got to get up early, a lot of times you wake up earlier to check and see how much more time it is. But when I was a kid, I didn't think about what time we had to get up. I just knew when Dad said it was time, it was time. I think that the Father is saying it's time for something wonderful. I think he's encouraging it's time to trust him like we've never trusted him before. I think he's saying that it's time. It's time. And I think that as he came to be born so that he could be born, so that we could be born again, I think we should pray that many people consider what their attitude is for Jesus. That many people consider Jesus is born as he born in me. That people become aware of missing something if they don't know him. And you are the light of the world. Did you know that? That's what Jesus said. You're the light of the world. We have these gifts in earthen vessels, and we are a source that points to the celebration. We're a flashing light that says, follow me. So let's have the right attitude when we do it. Amen. Lord, we're thankful. We're thankful that our hearts can comprehend what our minds can't really get around. And I pray, Lord, that we would just allow your word to, that our spirit within us would bear witness, and that we would just be vessels ready for when you say it's time, just like Jesus said it's time. Like he said, okay, Father, when you said it's time. And we're so glad that he came into time. And we're so glad that we will leave here and be without time to hinder us. But let this be a season of birth and rebirth and rebirth and rebirth and life that is only in Christ Jesus for multitudes. People talk about a billion soul revival. We agree. In Jesus' name, Father. Amen.